A bill that would speed up foreclosures in Florida is one step closer to the governor's desk. The measure, sponsored by Naples Republican Kathleen Pasidimo, passed the House today, 87-26.
The mortgage foreclosure cases need to be moved along to final resolution expeditiously in order to get the property back into the stream of commerce.
The bill would shorten the amount of time banks can collect money from homeowners from 5 years to one, and would require them to produce the bank note when they file foreclosure paperwork. The measure passed with all but two Republicans present at the time of vote supporting it. Palm Harbor Representative Carl Zimmerman was one of 16 Democrats to support it.
We have a number of homes that were foreclosed, that were abandoned as long as 4 years ago, and they sit abandoned today. And we need to accelerate this process. There's a condominium unit that I know of, a complex that I know of, where all of those people, all of those owners are paying the dues for those people that have abandoned their property because the bank won't take it over.
Critics argue the measure would rob homeowners of due process. Charles Gallagher is an attorney in St. Petersburg. He and others started a nonprofit and hired a lobbyist to fight the bill in Tallahassee. He said the measure would force a homeowner to prove their property shouldn't be foreclosed on.
What we're doing is we're replacing the burden of proof with the making the defendant disprove certain issues. And it's contrary to all of Florida and really national jurisprudence to make someone disprove allegations. I mean, imagine that someone's accusing you of trespassing. Instead of saying, you know, you must prove your case because I trespassed, the burden's now upon the person saying, no, I wasn't there.
Gallagher is also worried about a provision of the bill that would rob homeowners of their right to challenge a foreclosure ruling.
There's no way to come back and undo them. So right now we're appellate courts have the right to vacate these judgments and put people back into the houses if there was a fraudulent foreclosure. This new act would prohibit that. It would make the certificates of title final and dispositive and not allow any kind of a challenge in the context of putting someone back in their house.
The bill also speeds up the foreclosure process by taking cases off the regular docket. Gallagher said that could also cause some problems for homeowners.
They are looking to retire judges or senior judges to come in and clear the backlog. And these judges are getting paid a certain per diem amount of $350 per day. And their mandate is to charge through the files. And we think that there's an issue of due process being lost when the charge to them is to, you know, clear the decks, clear the dockets. The real issue here is due process is the peril, and due process is what we're sacrificing when you're asking judges to spin through cases, judges that are not elected nonetheless.
The measure hasn't reached the full Senate yet, but has cleared two committee stops. Gallagher said he's prepared to challenge the bill if it's signed into law.
This is the fourth time they've tried to modify the law on these issues, and every year it's failed. This year there's been a new motivation among the two sponsoring folks, Pasidimo for the House and Latvala for the Senate. And both of them have indicated their unusual resolve to make sure these things get forward and get passed at all costs.
The Senate's version of the bill is sponsored by Pinellas County Republican Jack Latvala. It's now in the Senate Judiciary Committee. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.